Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Marshal. How are you?
I'm fine, Mr. President, and I'm proud of you. By God, it happens every week or so, by God. I thought this railroad thing was about as fine an operation as I nearly ever saw.
Well, you haven't seen anything. You don't know when. You haven't been in any trouble. Did you get in between them?
No, sir, but I thought that you were just cuter than a pig on that television last night.
Well, you know what they did? They got told them to come back at 8 o'clock, so they came back with a written statement.
Yeah.
Carries, nobody's written this story. You ought to write you a dope story, a philosophy.
Well, by God, if you tell it to me, I'll write it, by God.
All right, they words called up and said that they can't get anywhere, and I said, bring them over. And they got over here about 6 o'clock, and I told them that this country couldn't stand this. It'd mean 6 million people out of work. It'd mean prices go up.
Of course it would.
It would mean that the gross national product would go down 15%.
That's right.
It meant that everything we'd done all year would, since I came in November, would fall back.
Yeah.
And that I wanted them to give me 20 days, see what I could do about it, and for them to go off at 8 o'clock and come back and tell me. They came back, and the carrier said, we accept your proposal.
Yeah.
The labor people said, we do not accept your proposal.
Okay.
We cannot. We've been at this 4 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Presidents ask us to postpone time and time again.
Yeah.
Send us to the ICC and other things. And
yeah.
We just lost our ass every time.
Yeah, that's right. You lost your ass every time.
But we're not going to do it.
No. And well, I thought you were cuter than a pig last night on the television.
I said, now you go in. I'm not going to take that kind of no. I said, I'm supposed to be a great healer and a great pleader. And you go in a president's private office by yourself, talk it over, and see if you want to tell the people of this country that you said no to their president when he hadn't had a chance. Now, Kennedy's had chances, but I haven't had any.
That's right.
I want to see if we came to... If we can't bring this thing about, I've had a lot of tough ones in the Senate, and I think maybe that we can bring some new faces, and I can get some new negotiators, get some new ideas. They said, no use doing that. I said, well, go on in. I want to see my office anyway. Everybody had to sit down to the rocking chair, and they all got to talking. I let them stay there for about an hour.
Yeah.
I sat out in the middle office so I wouldn't be with either one of them.
Yeah.
And I went in there and said, now listen, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. There's a poll over on my desk, Gallup, said 77% approves Johnson's president.
Yeah.
And it's for release April the 10th or something.
Yeah.
It had a big headline. It's on newspaper type of paper.
Yeah.
It's one of his advance sheets, advance stories.
Yeah.
I said, now look at that, fellas. You wouldn't want me to say to the people of this country that... You all wouldn't give me 2 weeks to try to do my duty.
Yeah.
And I tell you what I'm going to do. I said 2 weeks. That means not 3 weeks, 20 days. That means 15 days.
Yeah.
And if you'll take 15 days, I'll assure you I'm not procrastinating and I'm not just talking.
Yeah.
I'll go back in there and make those carriers take
15. Yeah, yeah.
So they went off down the hall here toward Ken O'Donnell's office, down the little corner. They didn't want me with them, and they all talked, and they came back, and the old boy said, we're going to take you, and we're going to go with you. And he just blew up the whole damn works. Television didn't have the cameras, and they didn't know what to do, and we just got them all excited, and about 10:30, while we signed them up.
Well, you were cuter than a pig on that television.
Then I got on the phone, and I got George Taylor, and he said, he's former chairman of the War Labor Board, and he was got a presidential medal this year, and he's the greatest labor negotiator in this country. And I got him on the phone. He said, good God, I'd like to help you, but my wife had just operated on today. It's in the hospital in serious condition.
Oh, God.
I said, well, that don't make a damn. You'll be here at 9:30 in the morning.
Was he?
Yes, sir.
Hot damn.
And then I called old Ted Keel, who's a friend of mine in New York, and he passed the first civil rights bill.
Yeah.
He's the one that had that conciliation service, and all of them have come to that now.
Yeah.
And he settled the longshoreman strike last year. I called him, and he said he'd be here at 9:30.
Yeah.
So I put 5 of them to work on it. I met them at 10 o'clock this morning, and I stayed with them till after 11, and I met with them twice this afternoon, and... they said they made more progress this morning than they had made in the last many months.
Dear God. Well, I thought you were cute as a pig on the television last night when you made your speech, and then you turned to these folks and said, would you like to say a little something?
Yeah, I wanted their endorsement.
Huh?
I wanted their endorsement.
I know, but you got it, too, by God.
Well, that's all right.
You were terrific in this situation, and I get proud of you. Damn your ornery hide, Mr. President. I get proud of you day by day.
Panama behind us now, and if we can get this and pull it out some way, I don't know how, but I got Dean Russ going to Vietnam.
Yeah, I know. And is that good?
That's excellent. So we have a good Secretary of State working with Lodge out there.
Well, I hope he keeps that Lodge out of this race, by God.
Oh, we let him in. Let him run from out there.
Oh, let him run.
See, they won't vote for anybody that they hear here.
No, of course. And you kick his ass off. Say, did I tell you that Dobie's not coming to Gridiron?
No, what did he say?
Well, he says he's too old, he feels too bad.
Oh, he ought to do that.
Well, that's what he told him. You know, Lady Bird wrote him a nice letter. I wrote her a letter after you were here. And
she invited him to White House.
I know she did. And he can't come, he won't come.
I don't think I'm going.
Now, Linda. Now, Mr. President, you got it.
I haven't recovered from that White House photographer the other night.
I know, Mr. President, but this is the 25th, and
they told me I could come stay 15 minutes, and
no,
my back still hurts.
No, Mr. President, by God, you're wrong here. You got to come to Gridiron.
You know, there's five of those, Marshal.
I know there's five of them, but they ain't none like Gridiron.
Well, I know it, but I listen to these damn fellas try to make fun all evening.
They're not going to make fun all evening, but you like 90% of this show, and you'll appreciate it.
I don't like shows.
Treat us that way.
I don't like shows.
Now, let me tell you something. There ain't nobody in Gridiron wrote about you driving a car fast.
Well, I'll tell you this, that I don't even like Bob Hope. I went out to hear him the other night. I want to go to bed.
Oh, I know. You're a tired old man. You want to go to bed, and so do I. But you got to come to Gridiron.
Well, how long do I have to stay? 20 minutes?
No, God, no. You got to stay longer than that.
I can't get in there. I just can't stay at night.
Well, now, look. I can fix it so you can stay an hour, about an hour and 15 minutes. Will you come for that?
You just let me get in there after I get through with some terrible business. If I have to come...
All right, will you come for an hour and 15 minutes?
I don't want to come. I don't like to see these big old long-legged, necky boys get up and make fun trying to be actors. They ought to go on the stage.
That's right, but will you come for an hour and 15 minutes?
Well, I might in 15 minutes.
No, not 15, sir.
I'll talk to you about that. How's old man Stone?
Oh, he's fine, but I think there's a woman here you got to say hello to.
All right, let me talk to
her. All right, here she is. And Quit trying to make my wife.
I'm full of service, but...
Hello?
Hello.
How are you, Ms. McNeil?
I'm just fine, thank you.
I enjoyed being in your home the other evening.
I'm glad you did, because we thoroughly enjoyed having you.
Well, it's mighty nice, and I hope you can come down and see us pretty soon.
You have to what?
I hope you can come down and see us sometime soon.
Oh. Well, maybe I can. I know what you're doing. You're talking into that squawk box.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I got my feet up on the desk, and I'm signing mail and talking at the same time. I have to sign about 600 a day, and so I've got to go to dinner tonight and put on a black tie, and I decided I'd just try to get as many out as I could beforehand.
Don't you have somebody else who can sign them?
No, ma'am. They came. These that come here are nominations to... Things that have to go to the Congress and bills and things like that.
Mm-hmm. You have to do them all.
Yes, ma'am. They ought to have a law that gives you somebody who can do it, but they don't.
Well, I'll tell you what they have, and it isn't very expensive. We have one at the Small Business Administration. It's known as an auto pen.
That's right. I had it up in the Congress, but they say it's not legal. On nominations and on commissions of people, things like that.
Well, all right. All right. If you have to work that hard, well, you just have to work that hard. But I'll tell you what. Don't forget that Marshall and I love you, and whenever you feel like getting away, you can come back to us.
Thank you. I'll be delighted to, and thank you very much.
Now, you just let us know when you feel like it.
Thank you, ma'am.
All righty. Bye-bye.